The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, former editor of Money and George magazines, senior advisor to healthcare.com, plus just all-around know-it-all. And by the way, the book Your Best Healthcare Now has information in it that just what's the phrase? It's evergreen. It doesn't change, basically.
Yeah, well, there are basics there.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
That really don't change. And actually, you know, we've been last 2 weeks we've been talking about how to save money on your health costs, which is an assignment I have from Women's World. For a special magazine special that's coming out very soon. So I've gone back to the book to essentially update it. That's essentially what I'm doing with this magazine assignment. And the basics are still there. So let's talk about how to save money at the doctor's office. Now, when the book came out, Your Best Healthcare Now, and I did a little promotion tour and radio stuff, the thing that astounded people the most was that you actually can get a discount from your doctor. People just didn't believe that that was possible, but it really is under the right circumstances and the wrong circumstances when you don't have the money for it, you can talk to your doctor about that. So I had a wonderful doctor that I learned this from. Named Gerald Smallberg in New York City. He was a back specialist, and I was seeing him pretty regularly a couple of years ago. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, I got this problem. I've got these patients. I've been seeing them for years, and they can't afford to pay me anymore. So what can I do? I see them for free. Now, not every doctor is going to come to that conclusion, but that's how he treated it. Now, then I talked to a number of other doctors, and I said, what do you do when people can't afford your bill? And, you know, routinely, doctors cut their bills in half, sometimes even up to 90% for people who really are in need. They need the care, but they don't have the money. Now, if you're in a situation like that, you have to raise the subject with your doctor. Your doctor is not going to raise it with you. You have to bring it up. And you've got to say, look, right now, I understand why you want me to have that treatment or that procedure or that surgery, but right now, I really can't afford it. So you've got to be sincere. You've got to be ready. If the doctor says, okay, you know, I need to really see what your situation is, you've got to be ready to produce your pay stubs, your unemployment checks, your tax returns. In some cases, if you're dealing with a hospital. But if you have that conversation with your doctor and you're sincere and the numbers show that you really can't afford it, something good is going to happen. The bill can get cut. The treatment could be changed. Maybe you don't need that knee replacement right away. Maybe you can do physical therapy. Maybe you can put it off for even a year, more than a year. Maybe you can work out a payment plan. All of those things are possible. You have to raise it. I'll tell you a personal experience, Jill. There's a wonderful back doctor named Patrick O'Leary. He's a real surgeon. So he didn't take any insurance, but he was one of the best in the world. And at that point, I really needed a very good surgeon. I really wanted him. So I had a consultation with him, and he said to me and my wife, look, I don't take any insurance. I usually charge $40,000 for what you need for your back. But you know what? Talk to my billing office. I think we can, you know, substantially cut that. So next day, I called his billing office, and they said, Dr. O'Leary personally said he usually takes 40. For you, he'll do the operation for 20,000. Now, that's still a lot of money right out of my pocket, no insurance. I call back the next day, and I said, look, I talked to my wife, and you know, we really can't afford 20,000. I got a call back in 10 minutes. Okay, Dr. O'Leary will do that surgery for 15,000. And it sounded like that was the last offer. But Karen and I, you know, had another meeting, and then we said, you know, I just can't afford that now. Got back on the phone, and I said, okay, all we can afford now is $10,000. It's still a lot of money, but that's all we can afford, $10,000. 10 minutes later, okay, Dr. O'Leary, we'll do the operation for $10,000. We went from $40,000 to $10,000 in 1 week because we were honest with him. We really couldn't afford it. And he's a great doctor. And when he operated on me and I came out of recovery, it was a Saturday in the middle of the summer, sun shining, and there's his face. That's the first face I see. And I said, you know, you should be in the Hamptons, right, with all the other doctors. And he said, nope, I belong right here next to you. You're my patient, and I'm here to make you better. So I think there are doctors like that, Jill. I don't know in your experience with doctors. I think there are doctors like that all over the country. If you sit down and have an honest conversation with them, you can come to a meeting of the minds on what the cost is going to be and on a plan that makes sense for you and for your wallet. Have you had experiences like this?
Yep. But you have to ask, and this is, you know, this is truth held to be self-evident. There are a lot of people who don't like to ask.
Yes, I think that's true.
And unfortunately, and what you said is very true. Unless you ask, no one is going to sit there and say, "Hey, yeah, we'll knock it down to three quarters for you." And
yeah, what worries me is, you know, people don't want to ask for, don't want to admit that they were. Look,
well, of course,
times are tough. This is 2020. This is a tough
year.
This
makes it even worse.
And they don't want to admit it. So what do? They don't get the care. Well, you don't get the care, you end up really sick. So never put yourself in that situation. You know, another thing, from another way to approach this is, if a doctor, and I think, you know, we know that 90% of regular doctors accept Medicare, and some take Medicaid, which is even less money for the treatment. You can say, look, if the doctor is taking Medicare, you can say to the doctor, I'll pay you the Medicare rate, right? Now, honestly, if he treats you as a Medicare patient, he's actually not losing any money. I mean, he treats Medicare patients all the time. He takes those low fees from Medicare. You're just one more, right? So that's an approach that you can take. You take Medicare, I'll give you the Medicare rate. He's not losing a dime. Also, you can say, not only will I pay you the Medicare rate, I'll pay you the Medicare rate in cash right now. Now, doctors, you know, you ask any doctor, they just pull their hair out dealing with insurance companies. There's a hassle involved. You're waiting for the check from the insurance company. In many cases, they'll take cash right from you. They may be able to get $1,200 from the insurance company if they wait a while, but they'll take $1,000 from you on the spot. It's another way to approach it. Another thing, and this is really important. When you're seeing your doctor, don't overuse. Don't go to a doctor if you don't have to go to a doctor. Certainly, if you have a symptom and you have a condition, absolutely see the doctor. But don't overuse it. Don't go to see a doctor set on a calendar. Oh, gee, it's February. It's time for me to go see my doctor. If you're under 50, all the studies show this, you can skip a regular checkup. If you don't have any symptoms, right, and you're under 50, you can skip it a year or even 2 years without being putting yourself in jeopardy. If you've got a symptom, a fever, a bad cough, go see the doctor immediately. Don't just say, hey, it's February, time to see the doctor, if you're feeling well. Here's the bright line. If you're over 50, then it's a different story. Then go see your doctor on a regular basis, at least once a year. What you want to do if you're over 50 is to go into the doctor's office, not as a stranger. If you walk in, the doctor hasn't seen you for 3 or 4 years, well, guess what? He needs a new baseline for you. That means a whole battery of tests. That means a whole bunch of costs for you. So don't get yourself into a situation. If you're over 50, see your doctor on a regular basis. When you call up, do not say, I'm coming in for a routine checkup. There is no such thing as routine checkup. Routine to you is not routine to the doctor. Routine for him may be $600 worth of blood tests. Okay, that's routine. I do it all the time. Okay, you don't want to do that. You want to be as specific as you possibly can. You want to say, I'm coming in for my flu shot, only my flu shot, or I'm coming in to discuss my health plan, not to be examined. You've got that understanding with whoever books it. When you go in and see the doctor, you repeat it. I'm here for my flu shot. I'm here for a conversation about my health plan. I don't want to be examined. Now, here's the thing, Jill. If you're in a doctor's office and you cough, okay, you know, don't cough unless you really mean it. Don't cough unless you really have a cough. Because if the doctor picks up a symptom or what he thinks may be a symptom, so that's an ugly cough you just had, or I don't like the sound of your heartbeat or your pulse, your breath is rattling a little bit, you get short of breath, you got any problems there? Okay, at the point where it goes from a conversation like that to him diagnosing you, that's when the meter starts running. Okay, you came in for a flu shot, but now you're being examined. And the thing is, by law, the doctor does not have to tell you that I am now beginning to actually evaluate you. I'm beginning to examine you. No law for a regular patient with private insurance. So you have to have that clear understanding so there's no confusion. That if you pick up a symptom or need to examine me, we need to stop. You need to discuss that with me. You need to tell me why you want to evaluate me. And that's the phrase. Why do we want to evaluate me? What's it going to cost me? And do we have to do it now? Do we have to do it right now? Because if it's blood tests or some other radiology or something like that, maybe you can x-ray for your chest. You can get a script, and then you can go to clearhealthcosts.com, and you can shop for a clinic down the street that'll do it better, and then you can bring do it for cheaper and just as well, and then bring back the analysis to your doctor and discuss it. One point on this. If you are a Medicare patient, you've got original Medicare, then the doctor must, by law, warn you that he's now about to do some treatments that's going to cost you extra money. He has to show you an advance beneficiary notice. That's what it's called, advance beneficiary notice. You have to sign that. It's a waiver. You're going to pay more. You know it. If you're in private insurance or insurance at work, or you're in an Advantage plan, I'm sorry, the law does not force the doctor to warn you. So you've got to set that up ahead of time. All this makes sense, Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to add that people, mm-hmm. again, need to be more communicative just by and large than they typically are. I can't say it any more plainly than that.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Unless you look up and say, yo, sir, what are you doing? Or can we stop? And
yes.
It just gets harder and harder. You know, based on your familiarity and based on your concern and based on everything, it's not so easy, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think, you know, if you're over 50 and you are seeing your doctor on a regular basis and you are going in when you have symptoms, then you've got a relationship. So chances are your doctor is going to say something like, I don't like the sound of that. Okay. All right. Now, you don't just say, oh, that's the point where you say, okay, tell me what concerns you and what do you think you need to do right now? And why should we do it right now? And what's the cost going to be? You got to pick up on that. The burden's on you. It's not unfortunately by law, unless you're a Medicare patient, the burden's on you. Here's another burden. If you stop the exam, right, and get the script as I described to go get the x-ray down the block or the blood test at a lab that's in network, and you know the costs are going to be good. The burden's on you to follow through. You can't see, doctors will tell you, I don't like to stop the exam because I'm afraid that the patient will never come back. I'll say to them, come back next week, and they won't come back for the exam. And then I don't see them again. Maybe I don't see them until I see them in the hospital, okay? So that's why I don't like to do it. Now, that's a legitimate point. So the burden is on you. If you need that x-ray, if you need that blood work done, then the burden's on you to go find a place nearby that'll do it well, okay? Save you some money, perhaps, okay? That's the idea. And then go back and do the analysis with your doctor so you've got your treatment plan in place. One more thing on specialists. sooner or later, you're going to have to, not a regular doctor that you see on a regular basis, but you're going to need a specialist for one problem or another, okay? Stay in network. That'll save you a lot of money, maybe half your bill. If you go out of network, it's going to be double. But also, don't settle for any doctor who's a specialist who is not board certified in your specific problem. Real doctor who specializes in oncology and, frankly, your form, also cardiology and what you're going through. If you're board certified, you've got extra training in specifically your problem, and it's peer-reviewed by other doctors. Now, people do not realize this. If you get a license to practice in the state, you then can call yourself a specialist in anything you want. I'm really special in pulmonary disease. I'm specialist in nutrition. I'm specialist in anything I want. I'm a specialist in oncology. You can be self-proclaimed. You're a self-certified doctor. You do not want to see a self-certified doctor. There's a senator down in Connecticut, this guy Rand Paul. He didn't want to go through certification, so he just put his own letterhead out and self-certified. You don't want a guy like that, okay?
I didn't even know you could do that.
You don't want that.
Okay. Fabulous.
It's really, really easy to check, okay? You just go online and you look at certificationmatters.org. Okay, the doctor's not doesn't show up there, okay, in network, certificationmatters.org. If he doesn't show up, don't go see him. Find people who show up there.
All right.
So, we making any sense?
We're making a lot of sense. We've run out of time.
We run out of time, as usual. Well, so. Okay, it's important, and your point is really well taken. If the burden's on you, you got to communicate. You got to talk to your doctor. If you're over 50, you got to see him on a regular basis. You got any symptoms, you got to see him immediately. The burden's on you to get care, but in our system with our great doctors, you can do it, and you can do it in a cost-effective way that keeps you healthy.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and as everyone knows, on my desk.